Moss Valley Pack Alpha is here, my father informs me, nudging me with his elbow as I lean on Alpha Nicholas's car. I look out to see the youngest of us Alphas has arrived. Harley. We were all standing out in front of the meeting place. Ezra has the keys, and he is late. Ezra is never late. A few of the Alphas looking around nervously and anxious when I spotted the youngest Harley is directing, trying to avoid everyone by staying near his car, which I thought was a little odd. Nicholas nods to him, and I shake my head, thinking, it is weird. He wasn't shy and had just as much right to be here, but I could tell he is on edge. Nicholas walks over to me. Something isn't right. He is never late, he observes, and I agree. Harley is texting furiously on his phone, making me wonder what has gotten into him. He usually has no problem being around us despite his young age. Harley, I call over to him, and he looks up before nodding to me. That's not sus at all. He is usually one of the first to growl out about people not using his title, Nicholas points out. We like to taunt him by using his name instead of title, and he always bites. This time he just nods. I am about to approach him when my father grabs my arm. I look at him, and his eyes glaze over, and he turns white as a sheet of paper. His eyes focus back on me, and he looks petrified. We need to find Kat. He gasps. I look at him, my heart thudding erratically in my chest at his words, and I see Harley try to get back in his car, about to flee. Nicholas also notices and grabs him, slamming him against his car door. What happened? Nicholas demands, watching my father. Matteo can't feel them. He said he felt Ezra and her hurt, but now he can't feel either of them. I stiffen, turning to see Nicholas punch Harley, making me rush over to them. What have you done, you little prick? Tell me what you did. Nicholas growls. I have no choice. Jackson is my mate. Harley whimpers. My heart sinks for him, but only temporarily because this affects my sister. I would kill him for her in a heartbeat. I would kill every bastard here for her. Where is she? I snap at him, but my father grabs him first. Where is my daughter? He snarls, punching him. Harley's head whips to the side, but my father, in a pure fit of rage, continues hitting him until Nicholas and I are forced to pull him off. Where is my sister? I ask him, grabbing his shirt and lifting him forward, his face bleeding. Everyone's eyes are on me. Only a few knew Derek is actually my father, and Katya is my sister. Only my pack and Ezra's. We didn't need it to be put out there. I have more of a target on my back for the shit I have done. The last thing I wanted was to add more stress onto her by having to watch out for my enemies instead of her own. Your sister! Harley gasps, and I growl at him. Katya is my sister. Where is she? I ask again, shaking him. Donnie wants to rip him to shreds as Harley looks between my father and me, putting the pieces together. Nicholas's eyes are glued to both of us, unable to contain his shock. Jackson took Kyla. He knew there would be retaliation, and he wanted me to tell him when the Alpha meeting was and the location so he could ambush them, Harley admits. The moment the words left his lips, my father has already shifted, racing toward the road leading to here. Go! The Alpha and Luna have been attacked, Nicholas bellows at his men. I need to go, I tell Nicholas, shifting. Leave Harley with me, Nicholas commands, and I nod, shifting mid-run to catch up. It took us 20 minutes before we stumble across a black car. The front end is smashed, and it is abandoned on the side of the road. The barrier is also smashed, with the steel bent and broken. Tire marks lead over the edge, and my father is first jumping over the ledge despite the great distance. His wolf never breaks stride as he runs through the forest. It is clear something has rolled down the mountain by the snapped bushes. The smell of fuel and oil taints the air as I follow him before finding Ezra's car on its roof, leaning against a tree. I shift back. Derek! I call out as he tips the car door open in a panic. Where is she? Where is she? He panics when he only finds Ezra's unconscious body on the inside. Grabbing Ezra's arm, I drag him out, but I can't see any wounds, though he is drenched in his own blood. Katya's blood perfumed the air. She is also injured. I slap Ezra's face, and he groans. Derek! I call out to him as he frantically rushes around, looking for Kat. He ignores me, and I growl, annoyed at him. He is losing it, but Matteo would feel it if she was dead. That's something you don't feel, and it sure as hell isn't something you forget. Dad! I yell, and he stops. The word felt strange leaving my lips. I had only said it a few times, and I don't know if I would ever get used to it. But it works as he stops, coming over to me just as Nicholas's men step through the trees, choosing the safer route than to jump down and run through the forest. "Tell your Alpha to meet us at the road," I order them, and they nod, mind linking him. "Ezra," I say, slapping him again. He gasps, and I realize Kat has healed him before they took her when I meet the eyes of Maddox as he shoves forward, or Ezra lets him forward. I wasn't sure. Still, maybe Ezra is more injured than I thought, meaning Kat is possibly unconscious from healing him. His canines protrude past Ezra's lips as a vicious growl escapes him. "Where's my kitty?" he snarls, the sound so menacing it makes my wolf stir, wanting to shift in case he attacks us. "Jackson has her. Harley betrayed us," I admit, and I barely jump back in time as he shifts. His claws slide down my side before he takes off, jumping over the upturned car, heading for the road. Nicholas's men shriek at seeing him. It sounds funny from grown men, but not many were a match for his wolf, and I wouldn't be surprised if they actually soiled themselves. "Get back to Mateo and tell him what's going on. Tell him to rally everyone," I order my father. "What are you doing?" he asks, and I can tell he wants to follow Maddox, too. "Going with Ezra. His wolf isn't thinking. He could be running into a trap," I explain before running through the trees, just as I hear a car screech to a stop on the road running adjacent to the forest. Nicholas is in the car, and I can see a knocked-out Harley leaning heavily on the door. I never in my life thought I would be saying this, especially to someone like Nicholas. However, I knew he could be trusted despite the power I was about to give him. "What's left of my pack is at your disposal. Gather my men with yours along with Ezra's and get them to Jackson's pack. Ezra won't like me ordering his men." "Do it. He won't care. Not when they have his mate. Mateo will be back if needed," I informed Nicholas, and he nods before the car screeches as he turns around heading to Ezra's pack. I look for my father, but he is already long gone to inform Mateo, so I let Donnie have the reins as we tear after Maddox.